Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 13.
13!
Lucky number 13. I'm excited about it.
We have a packed house today. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great show.
We have an in-house guest tonight.
We have a very special guest.
I've been a phone guest.
A phone caller. A couple times.
See, so you too, if you are a phone caller, could end up live in the studio. It is possible. I am living proof of this.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So right there, that gives you a good reason to call in.
Yes.
So the voice you hear is Trent. His online
T-Flow.
T-Flow. He's T-Flow. Called in a couple times.
He drove all the way down from where do you live?
D.C.
Maryland.
No,
I live in Virginia. I couldn't tell. I can't remember what it was.
Basically, D.C.
Just to be on
DC.
The show tonight.
Yeah. Nation's capital.
It was either this or Twilight.
I know.
I would have driven all the way down here as well
for Twilight
to get away from Twilight. I've not seen any of them, and I don't plan on seeing any of them.
Oh, look at
my
you.
Wife is tonight
just
at Twilight.
Too cool for Twilight. Ooh.
I'm not too cool.
No,
I just
know.
Have
no, it's cool.
All my stuff
hop on
intact.
That. Hop on that bandwagon.
No, thanks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've seen you glitter in the sun.
So anyways, hey, Danny, how was your week?
My week was good. We just did a podcast like a couple days ago.
It was. Yeah,
so
it was.
I haven't had a week yet.
Right.
But other than that, it's been good.
Yeah, we did it last Thursday. Today's Monday. I got it up like that
said.
Day.
Really?
Wow, you got it up.
Wow, yeah. Good job. So it was a very good
Man.
Show because I got it up.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I actually posted
it. It was just us two.
We posted it up.
Wait a second.
Since Cody wasn't here, it was a little
about,
easier.
I don't want to think about getting it up and just the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, back to that. So, we got the show posted and it was good stuff. So
yes, it was. It was a lot of fun without Cody.
Wow. It was different,
Gosh.
Though. I mean, being separated by the glass booth.
I didn't say it was better. This was a lot of fun.
Speaking of Cody, in the little glass
booth,
how was your week?
My week was good. It was busy, really busy. That's why I was away from you guys this last time. But I have this whole week off, so I'm looking forward to it.
Sweet. So we're getting it out of the way at the very beginning, so you have the whole rest of the week off.
Exactly.
You want to record three or four more of these?
We should do another one.
Yeah.
Let's do it every other day this week.
Get them in the hopper.
So my wife wouldn't agree with that one.
Yeah, mine either.
My week was, thanks for asking, my week was great.
I was waiting for Trent to ask you.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, I missed the cue.
And Trent, how was your week?
It was good. You know, the 14-hour drive from D.C. is a little rough, but we're here, seeing friends, hanging out.
Definitely.
It's nice. We're on vacation. I mean, how can I say it's bad?
Yeah, definitely.
No, it was a sucky week. I'm on vacation.
I went to Universal today. I didn't get to get some butterbeer.
Yeah, you went to Harry Potter Land for the first time today. How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was great. Yeah. It was just really crowded. So it's hard to see. I'd like to come back like in maybe the spring or something where it's a little less crowded. And
or next week. So we can go with you. Yeah, thanks for that invite.
Oh, you know.
I
got in free, too.
No, that's cool. We know friends.
Yeah.
We can get in free, too.
Yeah. So, it was good. I got to walk around. We didn't spend much time. We got there around 11:15 or so, and then we're there till about 2:15.
Nice.
So just a few hours, but we've been there so many times, and we mostly just want to see Harry Potter World and see my bro, and
Sweet.
His Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh, is that what he's playing out there? Is Captain America?
Oh, he plays everything.
Oh, okay.
That was he was playing today.
Nice.
Is he doing anything for the Grinchmas?
I don't think so.
Didn't he? Wasn't he trying out for the Grinch at some point?
He was the Grinch a couple.
He
years ago.
He was. Okay. I knew there
but
was.
But this
some.
Year, I don't think so. I haven't heard him talk about it. But
interesting.
I don't know.
What is the name of the place he does his dinner theater at?
He is at Capone's.
Capone's. I could never remember that.
Go
I need to
Capone's.
Go. Yeah.
It's a good dinner show from what I've heard.
Yeah, you haven't been to see your own brother's dinner show.
No, I haven't. My wife has, though.
Oh, okay.
Remember that thing about moving back?
Man, talk about putting me on the spot.
Yeah. We should go see him. Let's go see him next time you're in town, Trent.
Ooh.
At his
Capone's.
Dinner show.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
That would. We should do that.
That or go get butterbeer.
Or both.
Ah, a big man day.
The only time I've only been there once since they started the Harry Potter stuff back up, and it started pouring as soon as we came into the Harry Potter area.
Oh.
So we just
you didn't use the right spell.
Booked.
People don't care.
You have to use.
Oh
the
no!
Sunshine.
Yeah, that was the
pouring
thing.
Down rain, and they keep going.
It right. actually makes it more authentic, right?
Yeah, you need the sunshine.
It's England, so it's raining. You know,
but I mean, like there were people lined up outside all the buildings and stuff, and it was like coming down torrential downpour. We were just trying to get. Back there to like Jurassic Park to get underneath something, you know, and but yeah, man, they didn't care. It was I think that's probably the most crowded place in the entire park now.
Well, they made it, which I understand why they did it, but it's like, you know, the roads are kind of small.
Yeah.
Because they want, you know, they want that feel, but it does kind of make it crowded. But
yeah.
So the good thing was, though, we, you know, I used to work for a PR agency that represented Universal, so I kind of know the system.
Yeah.
So we ended up in some back doors, I think.
Ew.
We didn't really stand. We didn't really, like, stand in too many lines.
That's cool.
That's good.
For most of, like, the shops and
that's
stuff.
That's cool.
We didn't do any of that. We walked right in and walked around, checked it out.
I can't stand in lines, but I didn't ride a ride.
We walked in. You got the tour.
You didn't ride the ride?
We did the tour instead.
That's what I'm saying. That's
the ride's so great.
I know.
It's innovative.
Interesting.
Tomorrow. Let's go back to tomorrow.
One of a kind.
I got called out, actually. I said I was busy, and someone in the chat room said Halo doesn't equal busy.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
I didn't know you guys did two nights of that.
Was it two nights
in a row?
No.
We did open the night it came out on Tuesday.
I didn't know about Tuesday night either. So
we played
we're on the same thing.
We played till 4 a.m.
At least I got
Friday
one
night. Friday night we played.
Yeah. That was good times.
Yeah.
You were busy?
I knew not to invite you because you were working.
Well, I was working on the night I came too, but I came after work.
Oh. Yeah,
because
we would have still been there when he got off work.
Because I support things that you're into because I'm that good of a brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Hey, I bought the one comic that was in my file today, and you just openly told me that, oh, well, someone else needed Batman, so I took it out of yours. So you don't have it right now.
Yep.
So so what did you end up buying?
Justice League.
Oh,
number three.
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice.
Cool. Good stuff.
I've actually can say now.
What did you buy?
I bought the Echo comic.
You bought Echo?
Yes, I did. It was
really?
Awesome. It was really good. I liked it. So I bought that one, and then I bought Scott Pilgrim. And I bought
a t-shirt. Yeah. Which, volume one, Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
So good.
I need to pick that up. I was reading through it. They gave me the starter on the digital comics.
Yeah,
started reading through it, and I'm like, it's pretty good. Because,
awesome.
I mean, it follows the movie so well.
Well, the movie followed it so well.
There you go.
So my brother brought like five, though.
What?
He brought like five Captain America ones.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
he had a full box too.
Yeah, he emptied it out, I think.
Holy crap! Good for him,
dude. He's into it.
Keeping up it going.
He's got to get into character when he gets out of Universal.
That's right. It's. I told him it was like tax deductible.
He has to smack a bitch with his shield. Anyway, let's get on some news.
News.
I did a better one.
Okay, good. Do your news.
Wait, I don't remember how I did it.
I don't know.
News.
You silly little freak.
Yeah.
Oh my.
We need an intro there.
We do need an intro to the news section.
I'll tell you what. Any of you audio people out there, if you're interested in making us a news bumper,
oh god,
go ahead and make us something. Send it into the show.
Be
at
careful.
The
we have a rapper listening.
Hey, whatever. I'd love to hear it.
Let's do it.
So it's the show at the nerdiverse.com. So, moving on to the news.
News. Go.
Okay. Let me see here. I knew what I was going to. No Adobe Flash support in ice cream sandwich.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
what is that?
What is ice cream sandwich?
Ice cream sandwich is the new iOS. I mean, not iOS. The new Android OS that's coming out.
Oh, that's right. They give them
those
food names.
And so they're
going to
be just like the iPhone, and I guess the Galaxy that has it right now doesn't have Flash support.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
So everything that was like, oh, my phone runs Flash.
Exactly.
Flash is gone.
Flash is gone.
That was the only benefit above the iPhone.
So it's HTML5?
Right. It's HTML5. Yep. Yeah.
The world's
absolutely
going HTML5.
That's funny.
So.
It's funny.
But good news is YouTube's HTML Flash player is gaining steady ground on Flash. They're actually doing more development on it than the Flash player, so they're trying to go mostly HTML5 now. So
that's good.
I have a bunch of crap news today, I'll be honest, because we just did a show. So we're going to fly through this stuff probably pretty quick.
Yeah, we kind of have a topic, too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Ooh, I'll save this till the topic time, because that's probably that flows pretty good.
Okay.
Let's see here. Blizzard Entertainment. Yeah. They finally realized the internet likes Chuck Norris.
What?
And they came out with they came out with a new trailer for their video game that includes Chuck Norris, and they say that all players exist because Chuck Norris allows it.
That's lame.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, Chuck Norris joke things. But they also turned 7. World of Warcraft turned 7 this year, so or right now. So they're doing all this celebration till like November 2nd, or December 2nd. If you log in, you get some free crap on your characters.
So I should log in. I bet you my character's gone.
No, they don't delete anything.
Oh.
Unless it's been stolen. And then,
stolen.
Like, if somebody hacked your account,
no,
and
it's not been stolen.
Stole all your crap.
You guys are getting me wanting to play again. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, well, I haven't played in a while, and Double in the chat room, he said he was playing again, and it kind of got a spark in me going.
He went behind our backs and started playing without us.
Well, the big issue I had was I was playing, and I was enjoying it, but I didn't have anybody to play with. The person who got me involved in it quit, like, immediately. And, like shortly thereafter I had started, and I got together with a good group, and I was playing together, and then they broke up, and so I stopped kind of playing. But now the Double's playing, we rolled some new characters on a new server, and we're...
What server?
We are on... what server is it, Double?
Gurubashi?
You remember? No, it's not Gurubashi. He was already on that server.
Yeah,
that's
it what
was,
I'm on. I don't mind rolling a new character, I guess. If if Robbie rolls a new character.
Come on, Robbie. Let's do it. let me see.
That's
here.
A guy in our chat room right now, listeners. Sorry.
Apple T. And
I don't want to pay for it.
Okay.
Ethern Ring.
Good. Earthen Ring. There you go.
Earthen Ring. No, he says, well, unless he spelled it wrong. It's
because I went on there because I know a huge guild on there is AIE, and I was kind of hoping to get gilded with them. They have like 15,000 members.
What?
Yeah. It's something crazy.
They obviously don't have a prerequisite.
No. But I mean, the raiders are pretty good, so. Anyways, moving along, let's see here. Tomb Raider is getting a reboot movie with an origin story. You don't care?
Nope.
Moving on.
I care.
Wait, who's the...
Only because Angelina Jolie.
No, she's getting rebooted.
Yeah. Okay, I don't care.
Who's it going to be?
Allison
Brie. If it's Allison Brie, then I'm watching it.
Let's see here.
If it's not Allison Brie as Tomb Raider, no.
I don't know who that is.
I need Lara Croft. I need Allison Brie as Lara Croft.
Does it say?
Who's Allison Brie?
Do you watch Community?
No.
Oh.
Do you watch?
Yeah, Allison would be great for that. I didn't even think about it.
Hell yes.
I'll look it up.
Do you watch?
No, it doesn't say. They don't have anybody yet.
Mad Men?
What?
Mad Men?
I've seen it, yeah.
She's the guy. She's married to the one of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
One of the accounts people. I don't know his name. Oh, no, she's awesome.
Okay, so there's a story that I was reading today that... there was a guy. Have you ever used the iPhone app at Starbucks?
Of course.
For the, you know, you can pay for your crap
done
on
it.
There. He had a I guess an iPad, and he had an Android phone, and so he couldn't transfer his. They don't have an Android, or they didn't have an Android app for the Starbucks stuff. So what he did was he took a picture of it on his iPad, and then took it over to his Android and put it on his Android, and then took it up there, and he was able to scan it and realized he could do that.
Wow.
So he's like, cool, I'm able to do this where I'm scanning crap.
It makes sense.
So, yeah, it makes absolute sense. So then what he did was he was talking about it on his blog and basically put the card up there for everybody. And he's like, you know, whatever, you know, I'll just reload it a couple times and give people some free coffee in this. And then one time he went on there and he realized that the balance went up. And he's like, oh, crap, they're in my debit account and they're going to wipe me out. You know, somebody hacked into my account. And then he looked and no. Somebody took it up there to the register and put their own money onto the card as well. So then he decided to create this whole social experiment where he said, okay, people are better than what we think, you know? So he made a brand new card and put it out on the internet for anybody to do. He loaded it once or whatever and then basically made a whole website based around it called Jonathan's Card. And what he did was people were following it, almost like TV. Where they were watching people put money on it, and then like they'd boo and somebody take off $100, and then get excited when somebody put on like $30. $19,000 went through this card in 2 weeks.
Holy,
wow,
that's crazy.
Do we still have a scan of that card?
No, Starbucks actually—it's against the terms of service, so Starbucks actually took it down. But it's amazing that they allowed for it to run for that.
They should
long.
Boo for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of stinks. It's—I mean, it's pretty cool.
I could have
had
a lot of my. Frappuccinos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, somebody was taking, whole office. Let's get out here. Let's go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
$100.
But then somebody else was like putting money back on.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
For it to work.
Forget
so,
that.
You know, it was just amazing to
$19,000.
See.
$19,000. Can I get cash
so
return?
So you're a user.
Yeah. Well, the idea is, you know, people are better than you think. And so some people are going to take that free cup of coffee, and some people are going to give back and buy somebody else a free cup of coffee. So it was pretty cool. Obviously, you're one of the lower class people.
I would have taught that guy a lesson.
So what else we got here? Studies have shown female gamers have more sex.
With non-male
sex
gamers?
No, female gamers.
Female gamers.
Okay, well, see,
have
this makes sense.
Female gamers have more sex than
in a study
female
that,
non-gamers.
Yeah, in a study in a study that included 2,000 adults, it was found that the margin between non-gaming and gaming females, gamer females hold a 5% difference above their counterparts. Another thing that was found was 74% of online gamers and 71% of the counterparts watch TV at least once a day.
I've tried to get Casey to play WoW. She won't do it.
I need to get Gina playing some.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, never mind. Strike that from the record, please.
Hey, don't get me wrong. We could all enjoy some more. So,
what?
Some more video games. Time with our wives. What?
Gaming. More gaming time.
I'm gonna raid. I'll definitely raid with Casey. I'll raid it all night long.
It's like that family guy sketch where he's like, my paladin plus three.
I mean, she's not going to enjoy the grinding, but.
Yeah.
It's the fastest way to level.
Wow.
I can tell she never listens to the show.
She does it. She hasn't listened to one yet.
Somebody's gonna bring it up to her now. That's the problem.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, so.
She'll thank me later.
It's a new meaning of fragging.
Corpse run. So Siri is on the new iPhone 4S. It has been hacked. It's found that basically the iPhone is sending your voice to their servers and then returning the text back. So some hackers actually created an application on a computer that does this interaction with the Siri thing, and they're sending the results back and forth.
Give me an example.
The phone doesn't do anything.
So it's just the service.
The service is what's doing it, it sounds like. So basically, you know, they're instead of taking up your phone and going, you know, where's the closest restaurant?
It's not your phone doing it. It's
your phone goes, where's the closest restaurant? And then sends that voice memo to the Apple servers. The Apple servers spit back and go, open the maps.
So they hack the Apple servers, basically.
Basically, yeah.
And so this is a negative, though.
Yeah, but it's super fast. Then, good lord.
Yeah, it's really fast.
That's
like I'm trying to like understand what their purpose was.
So they can get it running on an Android in a hack or something.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So it's not necessarily negative for the users. Like,
well, what would Android call their Siri?
If I was using Siri,
they have one, but it's not Siri. It's Iris.
Oh, I was gonna say I was gonna be like.
Which is Siri backwards.
Cupcake or something.
No. Oh, yeah, right?
Iris is.
So if you guys try or heard the other, you know, you can do like UK English or Australian English.
No.
You can change the voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I didn't know you could change Siri's
voice.
Nice.
But then it doesn't understand certain things you ask.
Really?
It's not.
It's not in that lingo?
Yeah.
Or that accent?
Exactly.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting.
I could practice my British, because every time I do a British accent, it sounds like I'm just asking questions.
Hello.
It sounds like I sound like I'm Indian.
Thank you. Come again.
Oh, that's good.
I won't demonstrate.
We'll record it. It'll be a clip.
AppleCare. You know how that you've heard of the AppleCare Plus that came out on the iPhone 4S that is basically. Protects fall damage and accidental damage for $50.
Yeah.
Initially, they were saying you had to buy it at the purchase of the phone, but now they're saying you can actually purchase it within 30 days of the iPhone purchase. So, if anybody got their phone, they
That's
have
cool.
until
I should get that
November 4th or something, or November. Here, let me put up.
Okay, November 4th.
November 4th already passed. It was and it may have been November 4th. They said you had until. November.
I'm gonna guess.
I'm not finding it.
14th.
21st.
Taking bets. The 14th.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
I get that extra
$500. Apple's extending the period till the 14th. So effective.
Was.
Now you can pay some of your.
Oh no. Maybe you have till the 12:15. I think actually. something like that, 12:15 okay, or 11:14. So yeah, you should go get that. Gina actually dropped her phone. My wife actually dropped her phone yesterday or Sunday. Sunday was yesterday, yeah. And it was in her back pocket, and it slid out, and all of a sudden it hurt. And I was like, picked it up, and it was shattered.
No way.
She's super happy because it was a 3G original.
No, it wasn't the 4S.
It wasn't a 4S. So she's like, nah, I got the 4S. Oh, where are you going to find me one? You need
to
find me one.
She did it on purpose. She cut that hole out of her pocket.
Yeah, right. You would think so.
I think so.
Yeah. So we'll definitely get this for her because she's prone to dropping things. So moving on. Not that yet.
Cody, how's it going back there?
It's going good.
You're texting.
No, I'm looking up...
Allison Brie?
Yeah.
You're looking at photos on Google?
Yeah, I'm looking at photos from Scream.
Turn that safe.
Hey-o.
She was in Scream 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just watched that movie the other day.
Okay. I don't know...
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah. It was good.
Cool.
I liked all the Scream movies.
Yeah, I need to watch the fourth one.
I don't know quite what this means, but Warner Brother is making a live-action hybrid Lego movie.
Yes.
What is that?
Wait,
I don't know.
Live action hybrid
Lego.
Lego.
So is it like live action with like intermixed with Lego characters?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking maybe it's going to be something like stop animation or something with humans
that
and
is
Legos
serious.
Or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's
interesting.
I don't know why they signed on with this, but it sounds odd. So I don't have much information on it. I just thought it was really crazy that. We're going to see a Lego movie.
I want to go to Legoland so bad now that it's open.
It's so expensive.
I don't care.
I looked
so
yesterday.
So is every other park, though.
It's $71 or $72 for adults.
And it's a 45-minute drive. I get it. Blah, blah, blah. But I want to go. It's Legoland.
I want to go, too.
I think it's about Cypress Gardens.
It is
Cypress Gardens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cypress Gardens closed.
Oh. Now it's Legoland.
It replaced it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're opening a Legoland in Japan now after this one that's open.
Do they have
really?
Girls with hoops, girls?
Well,
that's what
excuse me?
Didn't they have the girls with like the?
I can't hear you talking to the mic.
Wait, girls what?
Girls with hoop skirts at the.
Girls
at the
with hoop skirts.
Things at the.
I think they lost their jobs. I don't think there's a market.
They're not
wearing
Legos
in Legoland.
Lego hoop skirts.
We were talking about this the other day, and Courtney was saying how she wants to go to Legoland.
Yes, thank you. I'm going with your wife.
Yeah, I want to go too. No. I just
no.
Let's go.
No,
I think it's expensive.
Just Danny and your wife.
We do that all the time while I'm working. She was talking about how there's like cities within Legoland. There's Manhattan and different big cities. And she was like, yeah, it's they have a life size replica of Central Park.
Oh my gosh.
In Lego.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'll be honest.
Said,
if they had
life
that, that'd be
size.
Amazing.
That'd
really
be unbelievable.
And someone else was there with us and he's like, so do they have a memorial to the Twin Towers? That's life size. Can we go outside and see it from here? It was great. She's like, no, I didn't mean, I meant like the buildings are the size of a person, not like life size.
I don't think there's enough Legos in the world to build a life-size Central Park.
That would be amazing.
Actually, there probably is.
So, Trent, are you familiar with Etsy?
I am.
They're like a craft site that people can go on there and sell their goods and wares.
Trent got his phone case off of Etsy.
You're saying it like it's a bad place.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I highly, highly recommend
Etsy. But we have a new place.
What?
It's called Brooder or Broader. B-R-O-O-D-R. It's like Etsy for geeks.
What?
Really?
Check this out. This person made a Cthulhu face mask knitted.
Let me see.
Okay. This is really good radio.
So it's called Brooder?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Spill my drinks here.
That's amazing.
That is great.
So they said that there's all kinds of geeky stuff on there.
So Brooder.
Brooder.com.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Brooder.
So it's the same basic concept, though? You like set, you know, anyone could set up a shop? And
yeah, it says if you have an invention or geeked out product you'd like to peddle, Brooder might be worth the trying. Huh. The site uses PayPal as its payment platform and charges 5% commission.
It's very interesting because Etsy, a lot of Etsy stuff
it's
is
geeky.
Actually geeky
yeah.
stuff. I mean, it's not, it's a lot of that. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind
it's
of
more
a mix.
Hipster. It's like a hipster
I think
site.
Well, it's kind of both.
Condenses
it's
everything
about
down.
Half and half. I mean, you've got like a lot of geeky stuff and you've got like
hipsters like Robbie hipster. In our chat room.
There you go. A featured just item right here. Is a magic wand remote.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking at it right here.
Let's see.
Wasn't that on ThinkGeek?
I think this is like made by somebody though. So it's like
yeah, that's ThinkGeek.
Well, whatever. That's somebody else is selling it too.
Whoa.
There's a welcome mat that says it's Yoda's face and it says welcome you are on the welcome
nice.
Mat.
Nice.
I'll check
fancy.
That out. I like that.
Yeah, I'm
it's a good place pretty, for steampunk stuff. Etsy is.
There you go. Yeah, oh that's true. You're really into
that's why
steampunk
I'm
crap.
On there. Well that and like
it's not crap.
I mean
they
crap,
have really good
crap in a good
when
way.
When we get to his age, we'll like it.
When I turn 90.
Oh,
just
how old is Flurry King?
I think. Are you older than me? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Say your age at the same time. 1, 2, 3, go.
What? Well, what
oh, they didn't want to say it.
I'll say it. I'm 33.
So am I.
Okay.
No, I'm actually 34.
Oh
I
my
hate when
gosh.
We get old like this. We don't remember how old we are.
I just found on Brooder, a NES hard drive of The Legend of Zelda. That's a 1 terabyte hard drive.
It's 8-bit?
Nice.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
It's on Etsy, yeah.
Is the name
awesome.
Of the shop? Is the name of the shop 8-bit memory?
It doesn't say.
I may know that site.
That's
they probably
great.
Just brought all their wares over there.
They
to,
do, yeah, they do Brooder. Like that, and they also do like USB flash drive kind of things.
Pretty cool.
Like, and they do off of like old NES controllers.
Yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, check that. It's pretty cool.
I like when they use the cartridges from the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's neat.
Okay, moving on.
Oh,
sorry. I mean, we can keep talking
there
about it.
There was a pregnant pause there. For
yeah, it was. It, you guys stopped.
Is that good radio?
I'm,
I don't think
no,
good
no.
Radio.
Pauses,
it's podcasting.
Pauses are
it is good podcasting.
It's good podcasting.
Okay, I need to build up
tension.
Rules before I can.
It builds
here.
Tension.
So I'm a
huge building up to a crescendo.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes.
For Trent.
You don't watch Big Bang Theory?
Okay, just...
we talked about this at dinner, but
muted.
We're bringing on our own things. Man, how do you not watch Big Bang Theory? It's the geekiest TV show on TV.
No, it's not the geekiest.
It's pretty darn geeky.
I know.
It's nerdy.
I've heard like amazingly good things about it. I just haven't started watching.
Well, it turns out some experts think that a recent uptick in the UK students signing up for study physics is due to the positive influence by geek-friendly sitcoms
wow.
like The Big Bang Theory.
That's because it's cool to be a geek now.
It is cool
it
to
is.
Be a geek.
Thank you.
So
that's why
we're
so
awesome.
Popular.
That's why I opened a comic book store.
So, yeah, it sounds like there's an increase in geek jobs or geek students because of maybe TV shows like The Big Bang Theory. And they'll get chicks like Penny.
They won't, though.
yeah, those are still hard to come by in the geek community.
Yeah,
were you at the costume store or the costume party at Epic Comics?
Whoa, don't dog it. Don't dog
there
it.
There were only like 3 women in the building.
Yeah, and they were all
there
like
aren't many women around.
Mom and mother-in-law. And
not many women come around.
No.
This kind of place.
Actually, there were some attractive ladies that came through.
You didn't come for the late night costume party.
They all got naked.
No, they didn't get naked, but we
especially
had,
Robbie.
We had a Harley Quinn.
What I'm saying
Poison
is
Ivy.
The ratio is still way
you
low.
You had booth babes.
We
you
did
go,
not have booth babes. Not yet.
You go to a
we need a booth first.
A college frat house party, and the ratio is even. But you
yeah,
go to a comic party, and you may have 1 or 2 pennies in there, but
actually
there aren't
frat
many
party.
Women.
A good frat party.
You went to Dragon Con. Most pictures I saw of Dragon Con were not of men.
Oh, busted.
That's because the ratio was way off.
The
and
ratio
all the guys are taking pictures
of the
half
women.
Naked girls who are in costume.
The ratio of men to women who had cameras.
Yeah. Right.
So anyways, moving on.
Quiet.
The Kindle just came out with
Yay.
This Kindle Fire. It's
I like it.
Full color. I haven't played with it yet. They're saying the Kindle costs $202 to build. They're selling the thing for $199. So they're planning on you buying at least one item off the Apple
well, yeah.
or the Amazon store because it's super tied into the Amazon store. And if you don't,
I think
they
that's
lose
a safe
money.
Assumption. I
yeah.
think that's a super safe assumption. Why would you buy it and not buy something off the store?
Well, it's already rooted. So, I mean, you
right.
could get a full ice cream sandwich or, you know, banana cream sub, whatever it is that you put on there for
the
all their crazy names.
What are you talking
names.
About?
The
Android
stuff. Android
again.
Stuff, yeah,
God,
you know.
Names ever.
Skittles and I don't know what they're all named.
Skittles.
Sour Patch Kids.
Wasn't one called Gingerbread or am I mistaken?
Yeah, no, that was
okay.
Gingerbread. Yeah,
okay, Gingerbread.
Yeah, yeah. They do some random names.
Sloppy Joe.
No, it's not random.
Sloppy. No, it's all desserts.
Sloppy
so
Joe.
It's dessert, Slop- yeah.
Sloppy
oh,
Joe.
Rice
yeah.
Krispie Treat, you know, that kind of thing.
Sloppy Joe.
Brownie
Sunday. Did I just sang an Adam Sandler song?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Now
ban me.
Ban
Joe life.
So
stupid, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, so it's costing them $202 to build versus them selling it for $199.
$199.
So that includes all their research and development
stuff. No, they're saying that's just the parts.
Wow.
Interesting. So they still have to make up all that?
They're going to sell a lot of apps.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's going to go, it's going to be like the next Nook.
I don't, well.
No one cares.
The Kindle seems to do pretty well. And I don't know how, if the Kindle color is as good as like, because when I look at the
Kindle, looks good.
It doesn't look like a screen. It looks like it's like fake.
No, that's different.
I know. That e-ink stuff. And I don't know if the Kindle Fire can do e-ink or anything like that.
I think it's more like an iPad.
Okay. Well, then you get the backlight thing that they all complained about at the beginning and all that. So, yeah. So, Steve Jobs' movie is going to be
God,
made.
It's Jobs.
Jobs. Man, I screw it up every time.
God, you just.
So, the Steve Jobs movie is going to be made.
Danny, you might want to put that article.
And the person who's looking for the people that are actually what?
Nothing.
Huh? What? Huh?
Go.
The people that are actually vying for the role of Steve Jobs.
Oh geez. Wait, let me pick one.
Go ahead.
It should be they should use the guy that plays Sheldon Cooper.
It's not.
Is it gonna be okay, go.
One is George Clooney.
No, no. God no, please.
Are you kidding me?
And the other one is Noah Wyle. From ER.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can kind of see
George
that.
Clooney, really?
George Clooney is horrible.
George Clooney
horrible.
Is one of the people. That
that's horrible.
Is on it. I don't.
I like George, too.
But Steve, I mean, is
George Clooney.
But. Is George Clooney older than Steve was?
Is.
Is? Was?
He's probably a little older. I mean,
maybe a little bit, but
far away in age, alike. But
they look totally different.
I agree with Robbie. Donald Glover for Steve Jobs.
Hell yes. Oh, my God. Let's start the website. Buy the site, Robbie. Donald, we can't Donald. Say that, though. They won't get it. It won't be,
yeah.
be taken the wrong way.
Okay, so speaking of movies, we're all in the process, and actually most of us are finished, but not all of us, of reading Ender's Game. And we talked about last show.
I was gonna say, we talked about this.
We talked about Ender's Game is going to be made, it looks like. And they have found the person who's going to play the role
Ooh.
Of Ender.
Do we know him?
It is the star of Martin Scorsese's upcoming movie, Hugo.
Oh, I know that kid.
Who was apparently was Merlin for a little bit, has been cast as Ender Wiggins. His name is Asa Butterfield.
So they definitely have a cast for Ender's Game.
So this is him?
Yeah.
He's like...
Oh, he looks so good!
Yeah, does he look like the child?
Yes, he looks like it's
going to
be Ender.
To destroy an entire world of buggers.
Buggers. As long as they call him buggers.
So, yeah, they'll call him buggers for sure. But, yeah, man, he looks young enough, I think, because, I mean, they talked about him wanting to be really young. I mean, he's a little older. He looks like he's probably 8 or 9, but...
I think it's good, though.
I think he's going to work.
It's not going to get much better than that.
I kind of wish it was anime, though, because if it was anime or
No.
It would...
They found someone, though.
Yeah. But he's, like, the older version of... I mean, Ender was, like, his age
at
the end of everything. So they're going to have to dumb him down a little bit to...
But they want live action. They can't get much younger.
I know. He's 14 years old, actually.
What? Does not look 14.
I know he doesn't. But maybe that's what they're going for. So, we got that. We talked about that. Christopher Nolan breaks the silence about
Dark
Knight. We talked about this last show as well, and how we thought that
kind of shut down our
podcast. The preview was going to be. Is cutting in from the last
be.
Movie,
it
and it may be, but he's saying it's actually going to be 8 years after Dark Knight.
Yeah,
so he's an older Bruce Wayne. He's not in a great state
because he's got his back broken by Bane.
Yep. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
As long as we get to see it happen.
Well, is it? Let me see here. On the new villain, Tom Hardy, it's Bane.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan said, "With Bane, we're looking to give Batman a challenge he hasn't had before." With our choice of villain and with our choice of story, we're testing Batman both physically as well as mentally.
Hmm.
He's brutal. He's a big dude who is incredibly clinical in the fact that he has a result. Man, I can't read tonight. In the fact that he has a result-based...
Say it again, please. Don't say the sentence one more time.
Oh, there we go. In oriented fight style. Man, I'm all messed up. It's not about fighting. It's about carnage. So,
carnage.
Yeah.
Some brute
so,
action.
So, going to be pretty cool. I'm excited for this. It needs to come out right now.
Thank you. Okay.
What?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in the movie, and I've been saying since the beginning of his cast that he's going to be Robin or Nightwing.
Right.
And he just agreed with me.
Yeah.
It's just, you just don't,
but
you
do
don't
you bring
cast
in,
him.
Do you bring in another character like that?
Yes, because Batman's going to die.
Okay.
Who's going to take over the 8 years or whenever Batman breaks his back?
I don't know.
Exactly. Robin, Nightwing,
yeah.
That character.
Nightwing would do it.
Just hopefully it's, I don't know. Maybe I hope it's Tim Drake and not Dick Grayson. But whatever.
I'm
pulling for a Robin, not Nightwing. But he looks the part. That's the thing. And right now he's cast as some random cop, which isn't going to be. He's not going to be a random cop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but how does that follow the story properly?
What story? No. They're not following Nightfall. There's no way
they're not
follow
following any of the comics.
No. So what story do you want them to follow?
All right. That's what I'm saying. I just.
Oh, you want like the regular Dick Grayson's parents dying in the circus?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I hope they don't follow that. It's been done badly.
When was it done?
Chris O'Donnell.
Was it? I don't remember all that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Did that.
Was it George Clooney? George Clooney Batman? It's terrible.
That's why you don't remember it.
Yeah. I those are so long ago. So.
Put nipples on Batman. That's what happened.
I think it has something to George Clooney, too. Bringing that right back around.
Whatever. I don't really care for George Clooney.
Yeah.
I like him in some things. I like Up in the Air was a good movie.
With a little fat kid. I love that movie. Oh, different movie. Never
Bro,
mind.
That's your costume for Dragon Con.
Little kid from Up?
Yes. Oh, my God.
That'd be
God.
Amazing. It'd be kind of creepy, though.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't want to be
That'd
a
be
little
a little
kid.
Creepy. That'd be, no.
I can't do it.
Can you imagine that kid going to the kilt contest?
That would be creepy.
Bring your balloons with you.
Yeah, no. Definitely not doing the kilt thing either. So.
There'd probably be some girls there that'd be
nope.
Yes,
that would be like, ooh, balloons.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's okay. I have a wife. Yeah,
allegedly.
So on random access, the Amazon Kindle may be damaged by airport scanners. So don't stick them on the belt. They're saying that like it may not be the electricity from the or it may not be the x-rays actually killing them, but the belts.
Where are you supposed to put it?
Well, you're supposed to leave it in the bag instead of taking it out of the bag, because they're saying the belts are creating static electricity enough.
You can leave an iPad
builds
in the bag
up inside.
You can?
Yeah. You have to take out a laptop.
Yeah.
They made me take my iPad out.
I don't even tell them I have
last
one.
Time.
Well, you could say
they saw it in the scanner.
You can,
and they brought it back out and made me take it out.
You can ask them to not run it through. A laptop as well, but they have to go through all this extra stuff.
Okay.
So it just depends on how much time you have to waste.
Even if you put it in the like the tray, that's the problem.
You know what I do though?
They don't put it like
basically that's what
how straight on the thing.
Yeah. Well, Amazon came out and said it's not the X-ray, it's the belt. So try not to do it. I mean, that's all they said. They didn't say how to prevent it other than that.
Interesting.
So a static charge from an airport scanner could be 100 volts or more, and that
Jeez.
Could permanently stick the particles to the screen.
That can mess any electronics up, right?
Well,
100
it's
volts?
It's the e-ink crap that's getting stuck to the screen.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's that. As a child, I played a lot of the Oregon Trail. How about you? Did you play Oregon
I have it on
Trail?
The iPhone.
Me too.
I was about to say, they made an iOS app about it. The only issue is it's one of those games where you have to pay for money.
Mm-hmm.
Real money transfer.
Money?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to pay real money transfers for in-game stuff.
I
so
never did that, though.
Instead of getting dysentery, you have to pay him some money.
I did name it. I don't think I named anybody. I named someone Cody, but he died of a snake bite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gina died of dysentery.
I saw you got bit by a snake, but I didn't want to help you.
That's all right.
They said, suck the poison
out. It's
kind
of accurate, too.
And then you came back and said,
it is very
what
accurate.
They say?
Growing up
he
on a
said,
farm. Could have happened.
You're going to die.
Yeah. Sorry, Cody.
That's all right.
We used your meat for food the night after.
Good. I saved you a hunting trip.
I'm just kidding. I loved hunting in that game.
It was great.
So, the iPhone 4S just came out.
Sort of.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, it's been about a month or two, right? No, it's been about a month. They're still not in the stores. They're saying the iPad 3 is already on the books, and it'll come out in March. Well, they're guesstimating it's going to come out in March. And the iPhone 5 will come out in the summer.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So
the contract will be.
The one thing they are saying is the iPad 3, to handle the bigger screen or the higher resolution screen, it's going to be fatter than the iPad 2.
It's fine. So it'll be back to normal size?
It'll be back to, like the iPad 1 type size. So for you and I, it'll be no change. Yes. They're saying that the iPhone 5 is going to be longer.
Cool.
To accommodate a 4-inch screen.
Well, nice. They were kind of predicting that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's saying this?
They.
I know, they. I mean, is this like
know.
A credible source? Or
no,
is this
not
just
at all.
Whack job?
Just some, it's like,
Wikipedia.
We love iPhones.com.
Joe Michael, and he's at, kidding. No, yeah, that's the rumor going around. It's all over the internet.
On Wiki.
It's actually all.
It's a real. It's on Wiki.
I posted it right before we came in here on Wikipedia.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't made
Thanks
a fake.
You guys have really messed me up.
I'm sorry.
There's just way too many people here.
It was actually, I did not mean to mess you up. I just was
no,
Trent's
I
just
know.
Curious.
Trent's not allowed on the show anymore.
Yeah. Next time you call in, we're just going
to Where's your credible
you.
Source?
So, I want proof.
It's a rumor in Scuttlebutt.
Show me the birth certificate.
So there was a guy. He got engaged.
Right.
Bought a big old engagement ring. All that good stuff. I mean, somebody left the chat room.
No, Robbie left.
Oh, boo on Robbie.
It was my last comment.
Yeah, you. He says
yeah.
Robbie.
Sorry,
Robbie.
He's like, oh, this is an incredible source. See you later. No. Yeah, so there was a guy who bought a huge engagement ring for his girlfriend, then fiance, she turned into.
Right.
And then he got dumped. So right. He took the ring, threw it in a box, threw it in the closet, cried himself to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then a little while later, he said, you know what? That ring's just sitting there. I need to get rid of her completely. So he put the ring up on eBay. Then he had this money sitting in his account. He's right. Like, what am I going to do with this money?
Save it?
I'm going to do something for me that I've always wanted to help me get over the pain.
I'm scared.
So what did he do? He went out and bought an entire full suit of Master Chief armor from Halo. He found a sculptor to sculpt all the body parts, and then he right. actually found a Stormtrooper artist who makes Stormtrooper helmets to make the actual Halo helmet, and turned out pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
That's
so
quite perfect.
So this segues into our topic for this evening.
Yes, it does.
Nice segue. I like
Thanks.
That.
A
topic.
You're like a professional.
Not at all.
A topic set by our guest.
Yeah,
actually,
you just kind of threw it out there.
Yeah, it's a good topic.
So why is it that people enjoy wearing or need feel the need to wear costumes at cons.
Yeah.
Well, just in general. Just
in general.
It costumes.
Why?
The thought was, you know, costumes and nerd culture are really tied. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I haven't come to a conclusion yet on why.
Well, I think it's an outlet to show your creative side to a group of peers that will appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, I'm into cars, and you know, to you guys, my car is just, oh, it's a lower car. It looks kind of nice. But to my friends that are into cars, they're going,
oh. Don't assume how I think about your car.
Oh, you probably think it's a piece of crap.
That's not true.
they see the things that you guys don't see. So, like, they see, oh, you have Euro bumpers.
Saw
and well, did you realize I have Euro bumpers over? Okay, well, okay. So you are different than the average person. You didn't see it.
And he's lying about all this stuff.
And you know, whatever set of wheels or whatever I put on my car and that kind of stuff. So in the proper environment, somebody may look at a Doctor Who costume and go, or in the improper environment, somebody go, oh, that guy's just wearing a bow tie. Isn't that guy weird? And then to you guys, you may go, oh, that guy's wearing a Doctor Who costume, and it's to the T. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got the proper, you know, corduroy jacket and the proper bow tie, and all these things mesh perfectly, and you can tell he put all this work into it.
Yeah.
And so I think putting yourself in those environments, especially a con where you have the largest environment to see, you know, the largest basically show for to show your stuff off, is the best place to actually unveil these things.
I think that's a good theory.
Well, John answered the question. So,
well, I actually have another theory, too. I don't know that...
Even though I've never worn a costume at any con.
I don't think it's contradictory to your theory. I think it's maybe complementary to your theory. So a lot of, you know, nerd stuff is fantasy-based.
You can say nerd. We're not going to bleep you.
Okay.
So
I might
say nerd.
So a lot of nerdiness is fantasy-based, right?
It's,
you're kind of imagining a world, it's all creative, it's imagination. So cosplay, dressing in costumes is very much just kind of a physical expression. It's kind of putting your, it's allowing you to be kind of in that fantasy world.
Right.
Like you yourself, as opposed to like seeing it from third party,
mm-hmm.
you're now actually part of it. So I think it's kind of just a natural extension.
And that's a part of like, you know, steampunk is when you create
right.
your own character.
Right.
You're creating your own little niche in this little world of
you are
stuff.
Now living.
Right,
in a steampunk
exactly.
world. I mean,
it's
no longer. It's
LARPing.
Yeah, exactly. It's no longer your just kind of like
don't
reading
laugh,
about
don't
it.
Don't laugh at LARPing.
I still want to see you go LARP. I know you really want to do it.
I just
want to
wear a Kiss outfit.
That's
here's the thing. I want to LARP in a real situation, not these little box off areas at cons.
No. I know. You want to do almost like a Civil War reenactment.
No.
But no, I mean, not Civil War, but,
yeah.
you know. But
role models.
But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like the thing in Role Models. Yeah, you want to do a full-scale battle.
I do.
I love, like, I will tell you, there was a little bit of envy when I saw, like, the castle and everything in Role Models.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
And people do that.
Do you
awesome.
Think that we're getting enough like-minded people together through, like, doing Dragon Con and Mega Con and all that and the comic shop? You think we're getting enough like people together that
to
we could plan like 6 months out and get
Bro,
20 people to do it?
I didn't want to joke about this because I wanted
20?
To.
20?
Yeah.
Here's my
no,
problem.
No, we want 200.
Well, we'll get there.
Well,
here's what I talked about the comic
maybe 20
shop.
People to plan it.
You know the nut jobs that run around fighting crime and superheroes? I want to start that
well,
in our shop.
There's somebody at your shop who's dead set on doing it.
Right.
That's true.
I don't know if he wants his name thrown out there, but Mr. Scarlet Spider.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Ain't going to kick anybody's ass.
Well, he wants to.
He
wants to slap.
Yeah, but then you're
going to
have stuff like
around.
Kick-Ass who would
no,
go
no.
out and get stabbed.
Exactly.
No. Not, I don't want to do that. But that's the mindset. Like, I want to have everybody like,
right.
we'll have like this little guild. We'll create our own characters. Right? We don't have to go LARPing or
wow.
fight crime, but it'd be awesome.
Like a Justice League of your own.
Yes!
So you're going to be like the what are they called? Where they actually, the people who wear the berets and they walk the streets.
No, I'm not.
No, what are those guys called? What's
something angels, right?
Hell's Angels?
No, not the Hell's Angels.
Not Hell's Angels.
Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels.
Yeah, like
no,
you're
I don't want to do that.
You want to do action?
No, I just want to get together and just wear costumes.
So you don't want to fight
no,
crime
because I'll get myself killed.
Wow.
Okay, so I have another question.
Yeah.
A follow-up question. So how different is okay, so people go to a con. They all get dressed up. How different is that from football game? Everybody getting dressed in colors or painting themselves or whatever. Isn't it kind of the same
it's
thing?
The same
it's the same.
Because you're accepted in there.
Well, you're supporting live people at a football game, though. I mean, you're rallying around people that exist.
All right. So you can,
to,
you can be our wench and support us in our live-action role-play LARP.
I can't believe
that was
you just said that. Batman is real. Don't take this
Sorry.
From me.
No, I, you know, but actually, I think it is kind of rallying around. You know, like this is my supportive, my thing.
Yes,
Star Wars, Star Trek. Maybe not Star Trek.
No,
definitely not Star Trek.
Get your ass beat.
Star Trek,
Batman, whatever.
You're out.
I mean,
but
you, know,
you can't say that. You can,
now.
You can go from the angle of there have been movies and. You're rallying around like the people
yeah,
who created
like
the
ARG.
Characters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my thought. It's, I'm just
that.
Saying it's not exactly the same, but I think it's a similar coming from a similar mindset.
Yeah.
As is, I even think like on the fantasy side thing, people love Halloween. They all dress up at Halloween.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then those same people are like, wow, this is weird. Cons are weird. But it's like
right.
you dress up once a year or two, like you enjoy it.
Just
and these same people enjoy it. So like.
Yeah. This is our Halloween.
It's not actually as weird as what they make it sound.
It's true. They well, I don't know. I guess it's hard for people to accept that a group of grown men can get dressed up as a comic character.
And women.
Well, yeah.
Women who have more sex than other women.
That was only the
game. I feel like it's a little bit more.
Okay.
I feel like it's more accepted on the women part, though.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, not so much dressed like
that. That's because they just let a wean.
Right, exactly. They can wear whatever and be like, oh, look, I'm wearing a...
I'm sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's a sexy thing.
So, yeah.
Bringing sexy back.
What was that? Yeah.
So have you guys checked out cosplay.com?
Yes, I have. That's where I go to get... I got most of my inspiration for the Joker costume I did.
All right, what about the other guys?
I
Negative.
Have not.
Nope.
Negatory. Oh. Yeah, no, it's a bummer. Just us. Now, I may surprise you. My first costume at a con, I was Cloud from Final Fantasy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're full cosplay.
Full cosplay. I had
that's
the.
That's not.
I had the spiky. I had the spiky wig.
Wow.
Had the Buster sword. Yeah, man. Full on leather.
That's crazy.
Suit. I could not even find a picture of myself in it ever. Hmm. I looked. I know one person that might have some, but I'm kind of afraid to see it at this point. But yeah, my first con. No, my first con. My first costume at a con was from Final Fantasy.
Hmm. So, I didn't know you were a Final Fantasy fan.
I'm a fan of Advent Children.
Ah.
I was a fan of the movie, big time, because it's awesome. Have you seen Advent Children?
I have not seen any of the Final
Fantasy. Have you seen Advent Children?
No.
Have you seen Advent Children?
Nope.
You are alone.
It's amazing.
Bring it to the shop.
No, because you won't sit and watch it in the shop.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Sat and watched Shaun of the Dead the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you did. Oh, yeah, come work. Are you going to come? No, you have this week off.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So he'd come up there?
No, he'll be... Family timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway.
I could maybe get you a job here for the week, you know, unpaid, so you go over there for at least one day.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, honey, I need to work over
there. I'm on lunch break.
I'm on my 3-hour lunch break. Yeah. Came over to play some games.
Busted. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
that didn't turn into much to a very long topic.
Well, we only got 9 minutes left.
That's true.
No, we still have to film that in 9 minutes.
I mean, Myers,
what?
If you go to Dragon Con, we're not going to allow you to go without dressing up as
That's
something.
That's true. You've got to wear a costume. Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
Everybody dresses up.
Yeah, exactly. If you will actually feel more weird if you don't dress up.
And really, you'd be the only one in the group that's going that wouldn't be dressing up.
I'm dead serious.
It depends on where I'm at on my personal progress of weight loss.
What? No.
Why does it depend on where you're at?
Because it depends on what I'm... Either I dress up as Biggs or I dress up as Luke Skywalker. There's a big difference there.
What if you're just a big Luke Skywalker?
No, I hate seeing
there
those
are plenty
guys.
Of
like,
those.
Oh, look, I'm Darth Vader.
Porkins?
And I'm 900 pounds. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, Porkins, not Biggs. But, yeah.
Regardless of where you're at, though, there's still plenty of costume choices that you can
Absolutely.
You can have.
Oh, I know. I know.
So you can't use that as an
we'll
out
just use
of,
tin
not,
foil.
Of not
I'm
dressing
tin
up.
Foil.
I'm not saying
I'm, doing that
I'm not
again.
Saying if I go,
I'm still
not dressing
using
up.
The same
I'm just saying
foil.
It depends on what I choose to go with.
You know what's really cool that I thought may work? I was thinking of groove costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's been overdone, but those box costumes.
I know. They're
those
so
were
cool.
Awesome.
They're amazing. They're amazing.
Maybe we can do
Oh, you mean like
we saw
like,
superheroes like
Out of
but
boxes.
They were all cardboard boxes that
yeah.
were painted.
Yeah,
yeah I saw
amazing.
Those.
They're pretty rad.
Maybe we
you
have to
find
a
really
different genre, though.
Yeah.
Not superhero.
Yeah.
Listen,
not
let's
Star
put it
Wars.
To the listeners. You
we could do Firefly
listeners.
In box.
Box Firefly?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would
box
work.
Form.
It'd be rough.
It'd be
I
really hard.
It, to me, though, I think the box is like, didn't that start like just like 2 years ago or a year ago? Or has it been going on
no,
all
it's
time?
Dragon Con ever since I've gone to Dragon Con. So it's
oh, really? So it's not
4 years?
To me, it always looks like it's based off of like Minecraft, though.
Well, yeah.
But Minecraft's only been around for like 2 years.
It's not. That's not based off Minecraft though.
Okay.
Because Minecraft
it has that feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So
though.
Group ideas. That's actually we could throw that out to the listeners.
Yeah, a good group idea.
Yeah.
Something.
We're looking. We're trying to.
We've
figure
got
it out.
Some terrible ideas right now.
Come on, chat room. Let's hear what you got
to
say
gonna
about
say,
group
they're
ideas.
They're terrible. I know they don't listen to the podcast. I'm not dressing up as a building and letting Matt dress up as Godzilla and crawl all over me. Well,
the,
maybe.
Back in the
He's pretty sexy.
That's how much tequila. I've
had. And then he's in his Captain America suit.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a tough. And then whatever the. I'm not going as a classic monster. Sorry.
You mean like they want to do like Swamp Thing?
Frankenstein,
and...
et cetera. I really want to do hipster Harry Potter.
Hipster Harry Potter.
That would be really funny.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. We usually, though, do this. About this time of year,
yes.
we start talking about it, and we end up never doing.
I know.
I should throw. Should I tell the listeners what my idea?
What was it?
Done. The Munchkin cards.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so looking for a reaction here. support for my idea.
Yeah, go for
building
it.
Support. So I thought that we could go as a pack of Munchkin cards.
As long as I can go as the one-eyed snake.
So all it is, all you do is you do like. Print out the fronts and backs of the Munchkin cards using
right.
like a large format printer, and you just paste it onto like foam core.
Yeah,
and do kind of like the, you know, the sandwich guys that wear one on each side and put a little, you know, and just wear, you know, you just put black t-shirt, jeans underneath it or whatever it is. Everybody just has one. You just walk around as a pack of munching cards.
Yeah, fat people can wear that. I dig that.
I mean, it's easy. And then when you're done,
you
just take it off.
You could do multiple costumes. We could do another group costume idea, and we could do that one night. Because that's fairly cheap and easy.
I'd like to walk in the parade as the munchkin cards. Danny.
No?
don't encourage them.
Well,
nobody likes this idea.
You did two costumes last year, right?
We could dress up every night.
Yeah, we did two.
Yeah, we did the groupies from...
Matt did like 10.
10?
My brother did like 10.
He dressed up almost every time he left.
Yeah. He left.
Are you serious? So he like, oh, I got to go take a leak, and then he come back as something else?
Basically.
Kind of.
He goes into a phone booth, and he comes out as something else, you know? Like
he does do this professionally,
Captain America.
Though, so he has like...
What else did he have besides Captain Hammer and Captain America?
Blue Bullet.
The Blue Bullet. Oh, my God.
So did he borrow these from Universal or something?
No. Blue Bullet is his own creation. See, that's what I want to do is our own creation stuff.
He could join. He would be like he could be the founder of your league. Blue Bullet founds a Justice League.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
That'd be hilarious.
He would totally do it.
Epic League.
And go to Mr. Star Wars.
Epic Legion. He would totally embrace it, too.
The Epic Legion.
Mm-hmm. That's what we already have for our DC Universe League.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's why he wants to create a guild, Epic Legion?
Guild it. Our league in DC Universe, by the way.
Ah.
Sorry. You don't play anymore, though.
So I have no more league.
You're by yourself. Actually, you and
you can get on there and join Epic Legion.
I just got booted by my guild.
No, you're still there.
No, you're now.
We left you.
You're the
founder.
I am the guild.
Oh man, this is a good podcast.
Yeah,
well, this was a good cast.
Four more minutes.
Yeah, I'm just slowly wrapping it up.
Yeah. Well,
do we have any letters?
No letters. If you want to write us, we'd love to.
I don't like asking that on the air.
Well. If you want to write us, we'd love to hear from you. It's the show at thenerdiverse.com. And write us. Tell us if you like us. Tell us if you don't. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us if you've listened for the first time. That kind of stuff. So we'll read it on
the
air.
Idea about munchkin cards.
Yeah. Or if you have any ideas. Yeah, if you have any ideas for a group costume for DragonCon that you're not using, go ahead and send them to us to the show.
If they want to meet us at DragonCon and we all wear
we'll
do a Nerdiverse meetup. Yeah,
we need to get whatever it's called, media badges.
Yes,
totally.
And we'll interview Brandon Routh.
We need to figure out how to do that.
Rub his chest.
I will need no tequila for that day.
Oh gosh, getting a little weird in here. I'm glad I'm on the other side of this glass.
Yeah, you are protected.
Juan would go
him.
Again.
Hell yeah! Well. Maybe. I would hope so.
So, yeah. Go ahead and you can send us emails at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Nerdiverse Show. Yeah. You can call us during the week and leave your voicemails. We'll play them on the air. It's 407-900-NERD. And leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That'd be great. We really would appreciate that. And leave us a comment on there, it puts us up the list and gets more listeners, and we can do more cool things.
Like what?
Like go to DragonCon with media badges.
Hell yes.
And get you the interviews you want to hear. Ooh. Not you, but the listener wants to hear.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. I mean, it could be the one you want to hear, too. And maybe the listener wants to hear that, too. But, absolutely.
Oh, and if you're a listener and you like Community, watch Community so we get it back.
Yeah, Community. Oh, I'm so sad, man.
We need 6 seasons in a movie.
You know, here's the thing. You got me watching Community. I get completely caught up, and I was done before the beginning of this season, and now they're taking it away. And it happened to me, too. You told me about Breaking In.
It's coming back.
And then all of a sudden it was canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming back, but...
Because of fans' outcry.
All the shows I like are being canceled. I need to stop liking your shows, and then maybe they'll stick around. As soon as I get caught up on 30 Rock, it's gonna go away.
That's not true.
I'm just saying. Actually, they said on 30 Rock there's some new characters coming out. New people they're gonna. Oh no! Don't click that. Where was it at here? It was. Anyways, I don't know. I can't find it. Maybe I'll find. Oh yeah, Kristen Shaw joins 30 Rock.
Who's that?
Let me see if I can pull up a picture here for you.
I don't need a picture. Just tell me what she's been on.
It's that chick there, and
she's funny.
Yeah, so she's comedy darling. Kristen Shaw has signed on for a recurring role on NBC's 30 Rock. What was she and as on? An added She's bonus, any details about her role are being withheld from the public.
I forget what she was on, but she was on something really funny.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Seems like that's going to be pretty good stuff upcoming. At least it's going to stick around for another season. So, Danny, where can they find you at
throughout the week? You can find me at the Epic Comics in Orlando throughout the week. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's R0GUE, Rogue. I got some followers.
Okay. And Cody?
I'm at Commander Kodo on Twitter.
Do you want any more followers, Trent? I mean, yeah, I don't know if you want to throw your stuff out there. So.
Other than my two that are following me.
You only have two?
Maybe.
You and Melissa? Yeah. You follow yourself. Never mind.
It's TFlow13.
TFlow13. And you can find me on Twitter, Chon_Lee. So that's the show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me on here, guys.
Yes, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming Absolutely. All the way from.
And like I said.
From Minnesota?
Montana.
Danny's such a good friend.
and I want to thank all our live listeners.
Yeah, we
I
want to
thank Robbie for coming. I want to thank John Eric. I want to thank Double all for joining us live in the chat room. And if you're not listening live and you'd like to listen live, make sure you follow us on Twitter. We go ahead and post up before the show happens, you know, usually a couple hours or an hour before, maybe even less sometimes. But
15 minutes before.
15 minutes. 15.
But, just watch those Twitters, and it's thenerdiverse.com/live. So
Twitters.
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 All right. We're out.
Thanks for listening. We are out of here.